It's 1 o'clock. Should she check on Cora now, or just try to get Marco to leave? She wants to go home to bed. She wants this night to end. She pulls her husband's arm. Marco, she urges. We should leave. It's 1 o'clock. Oh, don't go yet, Cynthia says. It's not that late. She obviously doesn't want the party to be over. She doesn't want Marco to leave. She wouldn't mind at all if Anne left, though. Anne is pretty sure. Maybe not for you, Anne says. And she manages to sound a little stiff, even though she's drunk. But I have to be up early to feed the baby. Poor you, Cynthia says. And for some reason, this infuriates Anne. Cynthia has no children, nor has she ever wanted any. She and Graham are childless by choice. Getting Marco to leave the party is difficult. He seems determined to stay. He's having too much fun. But Anne is growing anxious.
Just one more,
Marco says to Cynthia, holding up his glass, avoiding his wife's eyes. He's in a strangely boisterous mood tonight. It seems almost forced. Anne wonders why. He's been quiet lately at home. Distracted, even moody. But tonight, with Cynthia, he's the life of the party.